Curry and Claypool. Whether you up north or Gardendale, or down south, that's for Savior. Turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Claypool, they in the know. Their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just
you Facebookers, they're just hang out. Hold on.
It's Curry and Claypool.
So where are you at on Facebook, Tone? Just hold on a second, man. I'm just having a cup of coffee. I got to settle down a little bit. Settle down. 4 days till Christmas. We got some time here. Settle it down. Chill out. Got a lot to get into this morning. We're talking about a one-armed basketball player. This is the most amazing thing I think I've ever seen. I've seen one-armed baseball players. I've seen one-armed hockey players. I've seen one-armed football players. I've never seen a one-armed basketball player. Go to Tony Curry Radio on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter and watch the video of this dude. It's unbelievable. We're going to talk about that. Since Dr. Josh is not here for the rest of the year, I'm going to lean on another psychologist who has come out over the holidays. We cheat more, not you and I, but there's more cheating that happens during the holidays than any other time of the year. You can discern or figure out why that's the case, because we're nostalgic, we're drunk, we're having a good time, we're seeing family and friends we don't see very often, and old flames and hookups and this, that, and the other. And it just happens during the year. There's a good chance, not a good chance, but it's a chance that your husband or your wife are buying two gifts, one for you and one for their mistress. It's unfortunate it happens. A psychologist has got the telltale sign that your partner is cheating on you. I'll tell you what that is. It's one thing. It makes sense. It was clickbait, and then I clicked. I said, okay, this ain't bait at all. This is good. We'll get into that coming up in just a few minutes right here on the Tony Curry Radio. Also, this morning, we have, can I make this announcement? Can I do this or not? Okay, we have a brand new partnership that we're going to start, and I'm super, 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 super excited about this. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Plus, we have all this specialized programming that's just off the chain. Adapter Parish later on tonight is going to be on with Dr. Alex Subban and Dr. Josh Claypo. It starts right around 8 o'clock tonight, from 8 until 8:30 tonight. Check out that show. It's going to be wonderful. Tony Curry Radio, your home for the Curry and Claypo Show, Blues Almighty, the Damon Johnson Show, Adapt or Perish later on today and tonight at noon and 8, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, 205-682-2828. And of course, Dark Side of the Pooch. We had a Dark Side of the Pooch Monday, noon and 8 yesterday. It was fantastic. Leave your emails, requests, and everything else at TonyCurryRadio.net. I posted something on our Twitter and Facebook page. I didn't do it on Instagram. Of this Hansel Emanuel kid, who's a one-armed basketball player. This kid is averaging 16 points a ball game, had three dunks in some tournament they did at Fort Myers yesterday. This dude is, I mean, it's, I'm like, I got to see this. Dude's got no arm cut off the elbow. How do you play basketball doing that? This kid's unbelievable. He's hitting three-pointers. I can't get over it. Talk about motivation. I think we got it pretty good. Great story there. Check out that post. Also have a psychologist. I work with one every single morning, but he's out for the rest of the year, so I had to reach out to someone else. He's got a telltale sign on how to tell if your partner is cheating over the holidays. We'll get into that coming up, but it's one sign. It's not like a bunch of different things, but it's one thing. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Also got a little rock and roll history. Elvis Presley made history today back in 1970. We'll talk about that. Some birthdays to get into today, and today is Global Orgasm Day. Well, thank goodness for that. Today is the day where you dedicate your orgasm to world peace. There are three things that we will say till the end of time. Damn, it's hot. Why is it so flipping cold? And man, does it seem like it's getting darker earlier? That's a get off my lawn thing right there. Damn, doesn't it seem like yesterday afternoon I took a nap around 12:30. I get up at 1 o'clock. It was dark already. It's dark at 1 o'clock in the middle of the afternoon. No. But it does get dark around 4:30. And today, it certainly will, because today is the winter solstice. It is the shortest day of the year. So that's probably another reason why you're thinking it's getting dark so early. Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. Jealous again, the Black Crowes. If you're watching us on Facebook this morning, we greatly appreciate that. Of course, you can't hear the music because of licensing things, but you can hear the music on the Tony Curry Radio app. By the way, there's no reason not to get the Tony Curry Radio app. You can give it as a Christmas gift. It's free. It's free. You can re-gift it. You don't have to wrap it up. Just put someone's phone on Tony Curry Radio and go, Merry Christmas. And you're going to be getting classic rock, specialized programming for the entire 2021-2022 year, and then probably for the, like, the next 50 years. Tony Curry Radio, that's Tony Curry with a K. Check out Tony Curry Radio and TonyCurryRadio.net. But get the Tony Curry Radio app, you'll love it. Got a monster show for you this morning. You know how some people have chemical imbalances? I'm having one the opposite direction today. So if I'm talking really fast, I'm just happy. I mean, life is good, so blessed. It's December 21st. We got 4 days until Christmas. I got more shit I got to get done before Christmas. It's unbelievable, and I'm just like, I'm just loving it. I'm getting into it, man. I love it. We have some great news coming up. First of all, you know, we do these specialized programs. We have Adapter Parish later on tonight. It is going to be Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Klapo doing a show at 8 o'clock. Talks about adapting in business. If you can adapt to business, you can be successful in business. And that will happen over and over and over again, but you got to be willing to adapt or perish. Well, that's show for you later on tonight. Livewire Wednesday brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. 205-682-2828. We do that show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Blues Almighty. Man, I love this show. It is blues music. It is killer. We'll do that show coming up on Thursday night, actually Thursday afternoon as well, at noon and 8. And then, of course, on Friday, it's going to be Christmas Eve. We're doing the first annual Damon Johnson Rockin' Christmas Eve special that'll run at noon and 8 o'clock. It's at least 2 hours of all your favorite Christmas tunes. And these are Christmas tunes, man, you just don't get a chance to hear. Dee Dee Karen Sparks, good morning to you, Dee Dee. Songs you don't get a chance to hear very often on the radio. We'll do some Billy Squire, we'll do some Bruce Springsteen, some Crash Test Dummies, some Striper, some Christmas tunes you just don't hear on the radio. There's just no place to hear them. We'll play them for you here at Tony Curry Radio. Damon's Rockin' Christmas Eve coming up at noon and 8 on a Friday. We got a brand new partnership. Man, I am so stoked, stinking excited about this. Can I mention that? Can I mention our partnership yet? All right, I'll mention it here in a few minutes. But we've got a great new partnership we're going to be kicking off in January that is going to be super cool. We do all these specialized programming. We want you to listen to Tony Curry Radio, but a lot of people are like, listen, I want to hear this stuff after it airs. We're going to have a platform for that. We'll have some details coming up in just a few minutes. Also today, I don't have my psychologist friend, Dr. Josh Klapo. He's off for the rest of the year, so I had to reach out to another one. But a good psychological friend of mine, psychologist, doctor, told me that this time of the year is when people cheat the most. It's unfortunate it happens, probably because we're drinking a little bit more, we're feeling more nostalgic, more sentimental, we're seeing old friends and family we don't see very often, we're hooking up and things happen, and it's unfortunate. But he said, I got one thing that I can tell right now if your mate is cheating or not. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later on the show as well, right here on Tony Curry Radio. If you do want to meet that someone special over the holidays, some dude up in Kentucky had a brilliant idea. I'm going to tell you what that idea is coming up in a minute. We had some Elvis Presley news we'll get into in just a few minutes. And we have some birthdays. Samuel L. Jackson turned 73 today. Jane Fonda, 84. Frank Zappa, don't eat that yellow snow. He would have been 81 today. Kiefer Sutherland, 55. Mark Ingram Jr., that great football player, won a Heisman Trophy for Alabama. He's already 32 stinking years old, dude. Mark Ingram's 32. What the hell? Joe Paterno would have been 95 today. Ray Romano is 54. And also today is Global Orgasm Day. Well, there you go. Today is normally when I see like a Global Orgasm Day or National Carrot Day or something, I do some background checks because I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. Global Orgasm Day has been going on for like 35 years. This is a day where when you have an orgasm, you dedicate your orgasm to world peace. Makes sense, because if you're having an orgasm, you're probably feeling really, really good. You're very, very happy. Endorphins and all these different things are swelling up in your body. You're happy. You're not killing anybody. You're not shooting anybody. You're not doing anything wrong. And at the same time, it's kind of peaceful. And it makes you want to take a nap afterwards. It's called a refractory period. 100 million orgasms an hour we have in our world. Does that make sense? 100 million orgasms an hour in the world? That comes out to 1.5 million orgasms a minute in the world. You're like, not in my neighborhood. It's not happening around here. 1.5 million orgasms an hour in the world. You do the math. Oh, geez, there's another one. I don't think that's happening around my neighborhood, around my household over the holidays. Also today is the winter solstice. If you're one of these cats that's always talking about how hot it is, how cold it is, or why the day seemed like it gets too dark too early. Yesterday, I think it was dark like at 2:17 in the afternoon. I walked outside after a nap. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like pitch black, full moon out. I was like, what the hell's going on around here? Today is the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice. Brandon Rush, good morning to you. Les Haight also says good morning. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on, man? Short days? Today's the shortest day, and then they start getting a little longer. So that's something you can keep in mind. I got some interesting Elvis Presley news, and I want to get into this Emmanuel story. I don't know if you've seen this. I posted it this morning on my Twitter page and Facebook on Tony Curry Radio. I don't know if you've seen this or not. I love stories of hope, faith. We got too much bad crap going on in the world, but I absolutely love seeing these stories. One-armed prep star Hansel Emmanuel doesn't believe in a movie. They're making a movie about him, and they should, but his legend continues to grow. This kid is unbelievable. He's out of Christian Academy. They were playing in a basketball tournament yesterday in Fort Myers. Dude had 16 points, 3 dunks, made 2 three-pointers. He's got no left arm. He's got no stinking left arm. I'm watching this and I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, I can see football players not having an arm. I've seen baseball players not have an arm. I had a little guy on our little league team that didn't have an arm and could just knock the spit out of a baseball. I've seen hockey players, soccer players. I've seen it all. But I've never seen a one-arm basketball player because you need two arms in order to shoot the ball. And this guy's, he's averaging 16 points a game. He's averaging 2 dunks a ball game. He's a facilitator. He's 6'8". If you get a chance to check out the video, it's amazing. It's incredible. Again, this is a story that needs to be told, and this is something I'm going to show my kids and go, listen, don't tell me you don't think things are possible in life. It's an amazing story. His name's Hansel Emmanuel from a Christian Academy, and they played this basketball tournament the last couple of days in Fort Myers. It is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable story. Check it out. The video is on my Twitter page as well as a Tony Curry on the Facebook page. It's absolutely amazing. All right, so, you know, I usually do the Curry and Claypo show. I'm usually with my my guy, Doc. Is this bothering you, by the way? It's bothering the hell out of me. Sorry, King. Sorry, Santa Claus. I don't have Dr. Josh with me this morning, and obviously I need a psychologist for this. And so Daniel Aiken, who's a friend of mine, who I follow on Instagram, is a psychologist. And we know that this time of the year is not only the best time, and I say that with tongue firmly placed on my cheek, but also the worst time to cheat. We're feeling very nostalgic. We're feeling very sentimental. We're thinking about old mates. We're thinking about holidays. We're probably drinking a little bit too much. We're enjoying all kinds of wonderful foods. We're traveling. We're seeing people we haven't seen in a long time. It just really sets up the perfect storm, if you're into that kind of thing, to cheat. And so he said, I know exactly what to look for if you think your mate is cheating. And normally I would say this is clickbait, but this kind of makes sense. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. He wanted to share a psychological secret to know if someone's cheating on you. But at the beginning of the clip, which is on Instagram, by the way, and I called him last night, he warned it only works if you haven't already broken your partner's trust. So in other words, if you're in a situation where everything's all good, you know that that gut feeling we all have, like something's just not right, they're acting kind of strange, something's just not right. There's always something there, man. Always go with your gut. 99.9% of the time, if your gut tells you something's wrong, there's something wrong. I'm not saying they're cheating, but something's up. Something's going on. If they're acting kind of weird, they're kind of quiet, they're kind of in a funk, all of a sudden they're putting their phone down, or they're leaving a lot, or they're acting like they have to work a lot more, or they're joining a gym at 3 o'clock in the morning, or they're whitening their teeth, or they're losing a lot of weight, or they're buying new clothes, all these different things. Something just ain't jiving. And if they're doing it all at once, good night. So as a disclaimer, this only works if you haven't broken their trust. Otherwise, they might be justified about how they feel about you. So if you're dating somebody and they start accusing you of cheating, or they're worried that you're talking to other people without any evidence, it usually means they're cheating and talking to other people on you. Does that make sense? You into that? I've always seen this a lot because I see a lot of guys who, first of all, are incredibly insecure and are cheating, always accuse their girlfriends or their wives of cheating on them. Vic Standard, by the way, good morning to you, Vic. Thanks for watching. You ever notice that? Whenever, if you're a woman and you're in a relationship and your husband or your boyfriend is constantly implying that you're cheating on them, he said, unless they've already broken that trust, in this case, they probably haven't, there's a great chance that they're the ones doing the cheating. And why they do that is because they're worried that they're doing the same thing. People tend to project what's inside of them onto other people. This is some next level mind game. It's probably ring true for a lot of people who have experienced infidelity in relationships. Many people were quick to comment disagreeing with Daniel. I would tend to agree with it. I've seen a lot of situations where a guy will constantly, first of all, it makes him feel better. It validates the fact that he's cheating if he feels like his girlfriend or his wife is cheating, even though he knows she's not. And so it makes him feel a bit better about himself. So if you're in a relationship where you're totally cool and you're doing all the right things and you're honorable and you're trustworthy and there's no reason for him to think or any reason for her to think that you're cheating and they constantly berate you and like, I know you're cheating, why are you doing this to me, blah, 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 blah. There's a really good chance that maybe they're the one doing the cheating. Just something to think about. Something to think about. Got another interesting story I want to get into this morning here. We have this wonderful story about this guy up in Kentucky. Single man, 66. He has been divorced twice, has five kids. His name is Jim Bays. He's so determined to find love that rather than get on an app or go to a laundromat or meet some woman in church, he has paid to have a giant billboard advertised and erected on the side of a Texas highway. I thought he was from Kentucky. He's from Texas. Which lets everyone driving in the road know he's in the market for a good woman. The billboard reads, wanted a good woman, 50-55-ish, for talks and walks and mutual acts of kindness. There's also a phone number on the particular billboard printed at the bottom of the advert, which goes to a specific created mailbox and a large picture of Jim in a cowboy hat on the left-hand side. Jim only moved to Texas in June after moving his contractor business from Washington to get a fresh start. And after starting his dating journey online, Jim, who's been divorced twice and has five children, knew he needed to try something a little different. As he found that dating apps didn't present someone's authentic personality. A lot of people would agree with you, Jim. How do you meet somebody that's on the same page? How do you create the number of accidents that need to happen in order for you to meet somebody that's really, really good to mix with? Take out a billboard. Looking for a partner who can reassure him that he can get through the tough times in life, as well as someone who won't mind how busy he is. He added, I'm busy, but we're not intended to go through life alone. Anybody who doesn't believe that, all they have to do is listen to, and that's something inside them that constantly seems to be nudging them to find somebody special. I want somebody that has a shoulder where I can just lay my head down, or a lap that I can lay my head down. Somebody who says, don't worry, you're going to get through this. It'll be fine. I'd love to find somebody like that. That sounds like a dude's got some problems or issues, right? I mean, Jim, you need to be a little secure in yourself, bro. You're 66, you're a contractor, you have your own business, you have five children, you've been divorced twice. I don't know how many 55 to 55-ish women you're going to find. They're going to go, oh, I'd love to take care of this guy. Now, if the guy's wealthy, you're probably going to find, it appears he is because he's taking a billboard out to find his next woman. But I doubt that a woman is going to be, maybe I'm wrong. Let me know on Facebook or Tony Curry Radio or TonyCurryRadio.net. Are you wanting to go out with a dude? First of all, he's in his 60s. Second of all, do you want to go out with a dude that says he's looking for a woman's shoulder to put his head on to get him through tough times? I mean, what's wrong with this dude? I want to find a guy that's secure, strong. He's got a cowboy hat on, for God's sakes. Seems like a nice guy. He's got his own business. All right. Can I talk about this partnership, please? Can I do this? Coming up in January, so we have these shows we do Monday through Friday at noon and 8. We have a Dark Side of the Pooch, which is the great veterinarian show with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital that goes on at noon and 8 on Monday. Alex Hublein and Dr. Alex Klepo do Adapt or Perish, a great business show. When I first put the show on the air, I was kind of like, and I can't stop listening to it. It's fantastic. The analogies they use, the topical stuff and the classic rock analogies are off the chain. They're off the hook. It's fantastic. That show goes on noon and 8 on Tuesday. Dark Side of the Pooch brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for all your staffing needs. That goes on 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. He's had Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses. He's had Billy F. Gibbons on from ZZ Top. He's had Blackberry Smoke on. He's got Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick coming up. He's had me on the show. Don't hold that against him. That show goes on at noon and 8 on Thursdays. And then the Damon Johnson show, we mentioned Damon Johnson's first annual Rockin' Christmas Eve special is going to be coming up noon and 8 on Friday. So we got all these shows, and people are listening to them. Our numbers are great, and the numbers are going through the roof, and people, and we love that. But a lot of people are like, man, we need to listen to these shows on demand because now we have about 8 or 9 shows of each in the can. And so we've archived these shows, and coming up in January, we got a phone call from the people at Spotify yesterday. And they're like, hey, listen, we see your numbers. We see what you're doing. We love your content. We love your podcast, your shows. We would love to partner up with you. So we're going to be partnering up with Spotify coming up in January. We're going to give you a beautiful platform, which is going to be free, where you can listen to all of our elemented programs with music and talk and more. And we're super, I mean, I was like, my head was exploding. It's super, super cool. So we'll have that coming up in January. So we're going to be teaming up with Spotify right here on Tony Curry Radio. Super excited about that. Finally, wanted to talk about this story because it's a rock and roll story, and it's a story that I don't think will ever happen again. Back in the state in 1970, Elvis Presley got in his stretch limousine and drove to Washington, D.C. One of his guards handed over a letter from Elvis addressed to President Nixon. Do you remember this? It's a great story. Requesting a meeting to discuss how the king of rock and roll could help Nixon fight drugs. Elvis Presley helping fixing drugs. I love that. Including getting credentials as a federal agent at large. Nixon saw the letter like he wasn't busy. About 2 hours later, Elvis walked into the Oval Office wearing a flamboyant outfit, oversized sunglasses, and 2 huge medallions. He gives Nixon a chrome-plated Colt 45 while the president agreed to give him a Narcotics Bureau badge. Not only after learning that the chief of the Narcotics Bureau had turned down the same request earlier that day and told Presley the only person who could overrule his decision was the President of the United States of America. At Elvis's request, the meeting remained secret for more than a year until the Washington Post broke the story out on January 27, 1972. So Elvis Presley just goes to show, man, when you're rich and famous and a celebrity and you're stinking Elvis Presley or Kim Kardashian or something like that, you can get the needle moved quicker than the majority of us. An amazing story from 1970. All right. Go get the Tony Curry Radio app just in time for the holidays. We got all these great shows. Again, our great partnership with Spotify will start in January, so we're super excited about that. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can always count on fantastic classic rock and roll wins. Tony Curry Radio, the Curry and Claypo show. We've got a bunch of big changes coming up in January. Man, we've been getting after it, dude. The last 6 or 7 weeks has been unbelievable around here with all of our shows, the Blues Almighty's, the Damon Johnson shows, coming off the road fresh off Leonard Skinner, Adapter Parish, Dark Side of the Pooch, Live Wire Wednesday. We have 3 new shows that we're going to be unveiling in January that I'm just stoked about. And then our partnership with Spotify, they actually reached out to us, which is super cool, and they love what we're doing. We're doing something that I know there's a lot of people that podcast, but they don't actually have radio stations. We give you 24 hours of content, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then these shows, it's just unbelievable. And we're going to be your one-stop rock shop, man, where you can find everything that has to do with rock and roll and then some. So we're super excited about that, and then you'll be able to get all of our content on Spotify through the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. So we're super excited about that. It's going to be kicking off here in a couple of weeks, and we'll keep you abreast of all the situations right here on the Tony Curry Radio. Today is the shortest day of the year, right? Does it really matter? Today is the winter solstice. So if you're one of those cats that feels like it's getting dark at like 11:30 in the morning, you're probably right. Also today is Global Orgasm Day. I think this is a wonderful day. This is one of those things where I'm like, this is stupid. And then I read up on it. This is a day where when you do have an orgasm, dedicate your orgasm to world peace. There are 100 million orgasms an hour in the world. Is that even possible? It comes out to 1.5 million orgasms a minute. Not in my household. Not here, it's not. Although I did have one this morning around 7:15. So that's good, because you think there's really nothing bad about an orgasm. As long as you get two people that are amicable and respectful and they want to be together, then that's a good thing. But if you go to World Orgasm, it's actually globalorgasm.org, globalorgasm.org, pull it up. By the way, there's no cookies on there, so you're not going to go to some porn site. It's actually a reputable company. And I love that, because when you take something really, really good and then spin it and make something even better out of it, why not? World peace, I'm all about it. And if you're a dude and it's been a while, or a woman, it's been a while, it's a good icebreaker. Hey, you know what today is? Today is Global Orgasm Day, and it's something where you have it and you dedicate it to world peace. What do you think? Around lunch, maybe? Kick off a little early? Kick off work a little early? Just saying. Today is also Short Girl Appreciation Day. Now, when this is one of those things, my daughter and I had this really interesting conversation. We were taking a walk the other night, and she says, "Dad, who do you think's got a better, men or women?" I was like, "Oh, Lord, here we go." And, of course, I said, "I don't know. Women got it pretty good. They owe it a lot of power." And then, of course, she started talking about, you know, periods, and started talking about high heels and makeup and how hard it is to find a job. And I'm like, listen, you're going to make the world what you wanted to make it. You don't have to wear high heels. You don't have to wear makeup. You know, how thin they have to be. And I said, listen, guys have the same issues. We just have different issues. I said, the one thing that I will say this is obviously we have to work together. This world is better because we have men and women, not because we procreate and we make babies. But we need each other. We need women who overthink, and we need men who underthink. For some reason, it works for the most part. But when it comes to size, short dudes are screwed. That's one of those things where I should have thought of that. Because it doesn't matter how tall you are. Hell, you could be like a small woman. You could be like 3 feet tall. Guys don't care. We're good. We like short women. We like tall women. We like medium-sized women. We like all women, period. Women, not so much. You could be a really good-looking dude, but if you're about 5'2", good luck. I mean, you could have a great job, be a spiffy dresser, be a stud muffin. You look like you're on Baywatch, but if you're 5'2", you ain't getting a date. And that's unfortunate, because it's not always about the size. That's what you ladies have been telling us for years. Size does not matter, right? Whatever. It matters if it's too small or you're too small. So short women got it good, and I love short women. I know a lot of guys, and you see like guys that are like 6'8", 6'9", they don't care. Now, I will say this, and I mentioned this story before. I've gotten a chance to hug some pretty tall women. Heidi Klum was one of those. Heidi's like 6'1". Man, when you can look at a woman, because I'm 6'4", so I'm used to leaning over. It's probably why I got a bad back. It's all them slow dances I had with all them short women in high school. But when you can look at a woman in the eye, oh, something special about that. Or you take a short woman and she stands on a step stool and she gives you a hug, yeah, that's pretty good. But short women, tall women, skinny women, fat women, it don't matter. Men love it. Women are like deer. We're always happy to see you. It don't matter how many times we see you. We're always happy to see you. But short dudes are screwed. They are. If you're a short dude, there's nothing you can do. You can wear platform heels. Even celebrities. I saw that Michael Landon story the other day. Did you see that Michael Landon story? There's some book out about him. Little House in the Prairie dude. He got after it. He had like 17,000 children by 18,000 women. He liked to get after it a little bit, but he always made sure that when he was on film, he was always standing on a pile of dirt, or he was always on a truck, or he was always like on the high side of the picture, because he was short dude and he was super insecure, despite the fact that he was a strapping young man, good-looking dude with long hippie hair, always showing his chest, but a short guy. Short guys have it tough. I actually do feel for short men. Because there's not a damn thing you can do about it. If you have a little wiener, you can make up for that. You have a high-pitched voice, you can make up for that. You had a lousy job, you can make up for that. When you're short, ain't nothing you can do about it. You're just short. And it's not like you can grow. You can wear, like, some heels, but, I mean, how many... dudes can't wear 6-inch stilettos. We can't wear high heels. Anyway, it's something to think about. Guys have it tough, don't we? From the Razor's Edge, AC/DC, are you ready for a good time? Are you ready for Christmas? We're 4 days away. I hope you're getting all your things done. Be compassionate. Be nice. Be kind out there. Gotta wait. Don't be flipping the birds off and trying to grab spots. Just relax and chill out. If you're out shopping at noon or waiting on a Saturday morning, you know you're going to be hammered. So just pick your time and get after it. It's going to be a great week. And, of course, I hope you're healthy and happy. And I hope you're safe. I hope you're thinking about the Omicron thing a little bit. Seems like it's blowing up all over the place. There's all kinds of games being canceled. By the way, they're about ready to shut down the NHL. The NFL is having issues. We had two games again last night. We got two games on a Tuesday, which is weird. So we'll get after it. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, Livewire Wednesday, it's all AC/DC music from 8 until 9 o'clock. We're going to throw back with an hour of all Angus. We do it every Wednesday night, Livewire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. Kai Gregory and his entire crew, and by the way, his little kid Knox, man, gets after some AC/DC. I love that kid. That kid gets after it, man. He loves AC/DC. We'll do it all again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction, and anything else you need, man. Give them a call, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. It's Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, where your handshake and your word still mean something. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, just like Tony Curry Radio is, but they serve the United States of America, and I love that. Tony Curry Radio, there's another one of those great classics you don't hear anywhere, and you probably should. It's called Blue on Black from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Every time we play that song, though, the phones light up. People are like, dude, who is that? Kenny Wayne Shepherd. It's great. There's a another band that, what is it, Five Finger Fist Punch or something like that? Some band that did a replay of that was fantastic. Got some Foghats and Beatles coming up. We'll do some Joe Walsh, some Led Zeppelin, and yeah, you can hear those bands on other classic rock formats, but we play the songs that you just don't get a chance to hear, and we'll do that again coming up on Friday at noon and 8. We're doing a two-hour extravaganza, a Damon Johnson rockin' Christmas Eve special, our first annual. We were going to do a show anyway because he's on every Friday, and I said, dude, it's Christmas Eve, man. Let's do a Christmas Eve special. So we're doing his favorite six Christmas tunes, and then we're going to add about 15 or 20 other ones, and we'll get 2 hours out of it. It's going to be fantastic if you're sitting around the tree and you want to hear some different types of Christmas music. Striper. Yeah, right. George Thorogood. Yeah, right. Joe Walsh did some Christmas tunes. James Taylor. We'll do all these great classic rock tunes for you coming up at noon and 8 for our Rockin' Christmas Eve special. And then Damon's show, which I'm going to be taping again tomorrow. We're on New Year's Eve, so I don't know. What are we going to do on New Year's Eve for our pattern, for our theme? What do you think? We'll have that for you coming up right here on Tony Curry Radio. Also, don't forget to go to DamonJohnson.Veeps.com, DamonJohnson.Veeps.com, and check out Damon's second annual holiday hangout, which is going to be happening this Thursday night. That's Damon Johnson, and do it no caps. Damon Johnson, all little letters. DamonJohnson.Veeps.com, DamonJohnson.Veeps.com, and get a show. Tickets are as low as $15, and it all goes to an incredibly worthy cause up in Nashville. It's wonderful. And you can also stream that show for up to 6 or 7 days after it plays on Thursday. So a great holiday week right here on Tony Curry Radio. It's going to be great. Couldn't do without our great sponsors, Chris Doris, the State Farm team. I've been with Chris since December 24th, 1988. So I'm going to be celebrating my 33rd anniversary with Chris coming up here on Christmas Day. I've been with Chris ever since. There's no reason to change. I'm getting the best. I'm getting the great service. I'm getting everything I need, and I love Chris Doris, the State Farm team. His crew does a wonderful. Not only am I getting the brand name of State Farm, which is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, insurance company on the face of the earth, but I'm getting Chris Doris, who's been doing the business for over 40 years. His dad did the business. His grandfather did the business. They know what they're doing, and I feel totally at ease. The accidents will happen. There will be some accidents over the holidays. Probably accidents today because people are driving like flipping idiots. Stay away from the Lexus drivers. And you're covered with State Farm. I love those fine folks. Check it out and do a Chris Dorsey State Farm team, 205-985-7799, 205-985-7799. Tony Curry Radio, not push city limits. Looking for the police. By the way, I hope you don't have any issues with any police over the holidays. It's Tony Curry here. We got 4 days till Christmas. It's the Curry and Claypo show. You can replay the show between 6 and 8 later on tonight. Adapt or Perish. Great show with Adaptogens. Dr. Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Claypo later on today at noon and 8 today. You'll be hearing that show. It's a fantastic show. If you're a business owner like myself or just in business or just interested in business, and I love their analogies, man, they get after it. Normally, if you say it's a business show, I'm like, I'm not listening. But this show is fantastic. I love it. And I listen to it twice every single Tuesday right here on Tony Curry Radio. So get after it. Also, happy birthday to Frank Zappa. He would have been 81 today. Jane Fonda, 84. Mark Ingram Jr., 32. Mark's 32 already, man. It's hard to believe he's going to be out of the league probably in a couple of years. And also Ray Romano, 54. And Joe Paterno, God rest his soul, would have been 95 today. Samuel L. Jackson is 73. And today's Global Orgasm Day. I'm just saying. I don't know what's going on.